No, I mean, I don't.
Okay, we're on page 206. The topic that we're continuing with is the idea of Erva and saying Shema in front of Erva. And there's Erva is the parts of one's body that's considered lasacious. And to recite Shema in front of that is forbidden, even if you can't see it. Meaning closing one's eyes would actually not be sufficient. You'd actually would have to completely turn another direction. And that's why even with like a glass that's somewhat... Yeah, we have been. Even a little bit of glass covering slightly, it'd be considered problematic. What I want to show you, however, is an Aruch HaShulchan 33. That's what we're up to. So again, page 206, 33. There's a well-known Aruch HaShulchan. And it's based on the language that the Shulchan Aruch says, which is called Haragil Bakach. And we see here, and this is where really it's fascinating, that today single women do not cover their hair. And therefore, it's not considered to be a problem to recite a bracha or shema in front of a female who's single who doesn't cover her hair, because they don't. So we are ragil, we are accustomed, it's not considered, we're not worried about any types of hair whore at all, because there's no hair when you're accustomed to something. That's kind of the way it works. And so the Aruch HaShulchan has a fascinating insight into married women who do not cover their hair. Right? This is a well-known Aruch HaShulchan, which is in 33. And he says the following. Let's begin. We'll read this together, and we're not going to get past this. That'll be the topic tonight. Kadvur Rabotinu Balei HaShulchan Aruch, right in the Shiva, that Se'ar Ve'isha, Shedarka Lichzoto, Asur Likor Kenegdo, Afilu Ishto. Even one's wife, it'd be a problem to say Shema in front of it, because woman usually covers it, and it's revealed. You can't say Shema in front of it. Aval Betulot, Shedarka Lelech Peruot Tarosh Mutter. But single women, they walk around, they don't cover their hair. And also, women, and that they wouldn't fully cover their hair. They had strands of hair that were coming underneath their covering. That's also not a problem to say Shema in front of that, because that's used to being uncovered. That's very exactly what how much hair that's referring to and where the hair is located. Not going into that right now. That's not an issue. The kosh again, se'ar nachrit. And what about... Christina's hair. Well, she doesn't cover her hair, right? Sir Nachri, afilu darka lechsos, arkan lashona. That, and he quoted verbatim, Shulchan Aruch. Now, it is, there are those who want to say that Sir Nachri is not referring to Christina's hair. It's referring to what we call a Pea Nachri, which is referring to a, for lack of a better term, a shaito, because most religious women who cover their hair with a shaito, I know this might be shocking, but that hair is not coming from Rachel or Leah, it's coming from non-Jewish women. Okay. Vizenit Bear and are fine. Okay, fine. In Evan Ezra, Simon Cafe, Degam Pnuyot Lo Yuchu Begili Rosh. What was that?
Wasn't there a whole contrary?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not going there. Lo Begili Rosh. Because really, single women should be covering their hair too. Right? That's what it says. Look where we come. That's what the Shonar seems to imply. It's interpreted today that that's referring to single women who were once married, but they're widowed or divorced. Okay. Fine. That's how others interpret the Shonar Aruch. Okay, and that's a different way of braiding their hair. You'll see that. How would you demonstrate that you're a single woman? You have different hairstyle, different hairdo, which exists, believe it or not, today as well. And this is perhaps referring to v'yish omnim debachatzer, in a courtyard, mutarot kol hashim, even nisuot to go and gil the rosh. Again, what the type of courtyard is referring to, you know, front yard, backyard, halachic courtyard, talmudic courtyards, again, this is beyond our scope at all. However, the Zohar was the famous line that not even, you know, one strand of hair would be ever seen by anyone in public. Okay, fine. Here's our topic. But this is what I want to refer to. Vata. Bo v'nitzvach al prutzot doreinu. Let's scream out against the prutzot, parutz, like broken off, like, you know.
Uproarious.
Yes, exactly. Doreinu. Bavino sinu rabbi, for our sins, shezeh shanim rabot. This has been for many years. Shani partzu b'nos yisro bavonza. For many years, many generations, this has been going on. V'hochot be'gulei rosh. And women are going without head covering. V'cho ma shetzaku alzeh. Anyone who screamed against it, lo lazer. Didn't help. V'lo lo il. to no avail. Vata pashta hamispachat shenisuot hocha b'sorden come up to lot. That women today who are married do not cover their hair. And this is what, and it was rare. Most women did not cover their hair, even from women in the time of Aruch HaShulchan, which was only, 19th century, right? 200 years ago, 150, 200 years ago. Oy lanu, oy vey, sha'alta b'yaminu kach. Right, it is a modern phenomenon that women today are covering their hair when married, simply because they're more educated, schools, etc. Fine. Here we go. This is the Chiddush. Miyu. Chopin in Ladina. Nire shemutr lanu lit palav levarach neged roshehem. We're therefore allowed to say a bracha and daven in front of a married woman who doesn't cover her hair. Why? Most go that way. And therefore, it's like, similarly, just like women today don't cover this part of their hand. So you make a bracha in front of the arm of a woman because it's revealed. There's no hair whore. We're not worried that a man will get excited because we're accustomed to something. This is a very famous heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, which many people like, maybe people do not like it, but tachlis, it allows for a lot of leniencies when you're at a wedding or in public, and you're kiddush, you make all these brachot, you have to be like, baruch adonai, right? Because people are used to it. Fascinating Aruch HaShulchan, both from a cultural component, halachic component, and a very practical way sometimes. And he brings a number of sources. If you want to see two lines after that, he's even going to bring a number of Rishonim, in fact, who would agree with him. Maybe we'll see a little more detail another time. But we've already hit our 7-minute mark, so we're going to stop there for today.